This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. If you missed Hour number 1 of Radio Law Talk, you better go back to our website at RadioLawTalk.com and just click on the former shows or podcasts, and they're made into a podcast form, and you can type in whatever you want. You can type in Rust. You can type in Rick Singer that we talked about, and I'll find all the areas and times we talked about it. But, man, did you miss a good hour number one, and it was fun. Denise was a little bit off the rails, which made it even more fun, which we love when the solid, the rock, the foundation of this whole trio of boys goes off the rails. It just makes me so happy.
It makes me not feel
yes,
we are.
It makes me not feel as guilty when Fred and I are up to our
right. No, we just shut up, and Denise all of a sudden just pops it off like, woo, where'd that one come from? But, boy, I love having Radio Law Talk. We have a, actually, doggone it, I'm going to look it up as we, blah, blah, blah. Where's the music? Come on, put some music on. Blah, blah, blah. I got to find, we have a new affiliate. Did you know that, guys? Did you know we have a new affiliate?
I thought so.
Radio Law Talk, and Denise, you're going to be really happy. Because, by the way, you go to RadioLawTalk.com. We have a brand new website. Look at it. It's really cool. It's a lot of picture of me. That's why it's important.
And then you go to the second page, and then you've got pictures of...
Denise is at least first.
And Todd and the cat.
Cal, you're at the bottom.
Yes,
but it does say, let's see, stations we're on. Look at the very top. What does it say, Denise? It says 7:20 a.m., Albany, Oregon.
Albany,
yeah. Isn't that exciting, Denise?
Yeah, my grandpa used to live.
Denise is from Oregon, by the way. She's an Oregon Ducks fan. So there we go, Albany. Welcome. We appreciate you, 7:20 a.m., Albany, Oregon, for joining our network and list of fun people who like to follow us. By the way, if you have a radio station that doesn't carry us and you're listening live on RadioLawTalk.com, you can click live, and you can listen to us live no matter where you are. Tell your local stations, man. We'll just say, hey, you need to bring us on board. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Don't listen to what we have to say. We're just having fun because we're the most entertaining, exciting, but only sometimes informative show on earth. Because, Todd, you always tell us, what are the only times we can use Radio Law Talk as authority?
When you're sitting around the dinner table and arguing with family and somebody trots out the, they say... Well, nobody knows who they are, so you come back with, well, I don't know who they are, but Radio Law Talk says. And that's where you'll get a leg up, maybe.
Also, maybe it's Valentine's Day.
Oh!
Just a disclaimer.
Yes.
I heard we were really popular in Ukraine.
Well, yeah. Probably are.
Yeah.
How are you going to use Radio Law Talk on Valentine's Day?
Well,
will you go with me? Case or no case? Date or no date?
Well, I heard this. Oh, yeah, well, Todd Kunitz said it. Right there.
Look, trust me. Don't quote anything that I would say on Valentine's Day. It will not work out for you.
By the way, he's single looking for a wife.
Well, yeah, half of that is correct.
You have something right there that really puts the point on it. Can you read that?
Oh.
He got a gift from somebody that...
Somebody... Really, you know these they'll take a piece of driftwood and they'll put a saying on it. So somebody gave this. The perks of dating me. You will be the hot one.
That's it. Awesome. Well, we're going to talk about... We have a case or no case. Scott Peterson. We're going to talk about the most expensive lawsuits of 2022. We're talking about Rust. There's a number of other things going on that we're going to discuss, but we're having a great time here. If you have any questions, you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. But without further ado, Cal, go ahead and roll.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Narragansett, Rhode Island, for Case or No Case today. A man trained Nathaniel ran over Brent and Ashlyn Carter's dog when backing out of his driveway. The dog-owning neighbors were unhappy. The Carters. They loved their dog, even though they let it run unrestrained. So now the dogless family went to their attorney and warned Mr. Nathaniel that court trouble was coming, but he could avoid it if he paid them $1,500 for their now dead golden retriever that he'd run over. Did the Carters have a case or no case? Todd Kunin, what say you, sir?
Whose dog ran over who?
A man by the name of Trey Nathaniel ran over Brent and Ashlyn Carter's dog, a golden retriever, in the driveway.
And now he wants to sue them.
No, they want to sue him for the dog, and he's
the value of the dog.
Yeah.
Oh, for the value of the dog.
Which so, that's yeah. not enough value for a golden retriever.
Okay. What state is this?
This is in Rhode Island, Narragansett, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Do we know when it is?
Don't have a year, sorry.
Okay, because I know...
Fairly recent, though.
I think in the state of California, don't quote me on this, but I think hit and run of a dog is illegal, but if you hit a cat and take off, it's not. There's something like that.
Really?
The valuing dogs over cats, you know, whatever, mass hysteria. You know what? Yes, I'll go out on a limb. It's a new year. I've got a haircut. Yes, it is a... I have no idea why that matters. This is a case, and the people that lost the dog win because, you know, dogs are, you know, there are some people that forego having children because they have dogs.
Poor babies,
And, you know, they're cute and cuddly and slobber all over the place and pee everywhere, just like children. So, yeah. Case and the dog owner wins.
All right, Denise, what do you think about this?
Well, in most places, dogs are considered personal property.
Right.
Chattel.
Chattel, exactly. And the value of chattel is just not as great as the value of a life of a human, for
right.
example.
Right.
And so this is really a good question. If you really are a good neighbor, you would offer to pay anyway and take care of it. It would only be somebody that was totally heartless that wouldn't take care of it. And I'm going to say no case.
All right, Fred Penny.
Scenario, but okay. No case.
All right, Fred, what do you think about this?
So,
case or no case?
I know a little bit about this. All generally right. speaking, animals, especially dogs, are chattels and no different than your car.
Or Denise's new bracelet, for example.
Whatever it is, a piece of property, and the value of the property, whatever it is what they're able to receive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and Denise can talk about this, the winds are changing here in California.
New York and California.
Yeah, where there are actually dogs now, in a divorce cases, they're actually taking into consideration where the dog would be best suited in
right. custody.
Almost like a child.
Yes, exactly like a child.
But they still haven't, in most states that I know of, swung around and said that a dog is any more than a chattel. So the people who had the dog and it got ran over would be able to, generally speaking, get the value of the dog, whatever it is. Or the other thing is, they let it run free, and it was not on a leash or detained in an area, which means that their negligent party is going to be the dog owner. So I want you guys to think all about that during the break, because there's a couple scenarios there that they get it as a chattel. They get money paid back. That is the dog owners for it being a chattel and being damaged, quote. But yet they let the dog run free, which is probably against whatever the laws are, the local county laws are about a dog running free.
And it could be a negligence offset, right?
Yep. And it could be no case either. We'll be right back after this.
Wow, lots of options, and they're all before you right there on Radio Law Talk. You can email us anytime at info@radiolawtalk.com. And you're welcome to call us and let us know what you think on Radio Law Talk.
RadioLawTalk.com.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Boy, you guys missed the great medical advice we're giving each other here. It's just too bad we can't tell you because we're such experts at that. So, case or no case, I'm going to say it's an... Cal, I just don't know. I know that's you nailed a scenario. What state was this in?
Narragansett, Rhode Island is the community and the state.
I'm going to say it's a case, and the winner is the person that runs the dog over doesn't have to pay anything.
Well, here's what's interesting about this. At Narragansett, Rhode Island, there are, as Fred Penny mentioned, leash laws. So a police officer was called to the scene. He had been called there before for the dog running loose. It was a problem. So the officer who responded wrote the Carters a ticket for allowing the dog to run loose, and therefore the case against Trey Nathaniel was never brought. It was brought instead against the dog owners.
Oh, it was brought.
So there was a ticket, a criminal, you know, a little misdemeanor,
case,
a dog
case,
running loose.
Yeah.
Case. So that's the only case there was the ticket for the dog running loose, and the guy ran over the dog. No problem, and that, ladies and gentlemen,
he had to pay the ticket.
Yeah, they had to pay the ticket.
Well, the dog owner had to pay the ticket.
Right. So I'm a winner, right?
That is case or no case. I'm going to say case there. Yep, an unforeseen case, but a case nonetheless. And next hour, now, Fred, you've been to Southern California quite a bit.
Oh yeah.
How many mobile home parks in Southern California have you been to?
Zero.
Okay. Well, next hour, our case or no case revolves around a mobile home park in Southern California and a big brouhaha. And no, it's not the one that James Rockford of the Rockford Files used to live in, right there by the beach like that.
I was in Malibu the other day and saw a freaking, a mobile home park. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Near $50 million homes.
And the reason they keep them, and I don't know this because my wife is a very small part owner of one in the Bay Area, is their low-income housing.
Well, of course.
So they won't let them tear them down. They won't let them move. Can't do the property or anything else. So
I'm to be honest, a whole lot of people, that's all they can afford.
Right.
They can't even afford that. Malibu.
But most mobile home parks are nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that are very nice.
Yeah,
that's
they keep
exactly
them up
right.
And nice.
Real Housewives is the mobile home park on the 101.
But the rent for the space is more than a house payment.
I know. I see it when I was looking at Malibu. There's, and they're actually really nice. But it's like, I'll bet you. I think I'm going to look that up for the heck of it some other time. How much the rent is. I bet it's expensive. Bet it's not like, it's $900 a month. I bet it's like $5,000-$6,000 a month to have a mobile home in Malibu.
I know in the Bay Area, in Silicon Valley, it runs about between $14,000 and $17,000 a month for the space.
Yeah.
That's just the space.
And then you've got, that usually includes utilities on a group meter. And then, of course, you have to own the mobile home you plop down in there.
Yep.
So it's not cheap.
Or rent it.
Yeah.
I bet that's in the lower part of the Bay Area. Yeah. I'll tell you.
No, there's all over the Bay Area.
Oh, I know. I've seen
them.
But there's one right by the San Francisco 49ers stadium. There's a mobile home park. I had a client there.
Oh,
wow.
I've been there. And it's a mobile home park.
In Santa Clara?
Yeah, right. Literally, you can walk from that to the 49er stadium.
In the midst of multi-million dollar homes.
Well, it's not. No, actually, it's right there.
Kind of more industrial.
Yeah, industrial. And it has actually more. It had BART going right by it.
Wow.
But literally, you walk out the mobile home, and you can walk to the park.
And by the way, if you live in a mobile home, we're glad for you. We're glad you have housing. We're not being pejorative to mobile homes at all.
I love people. Yeah. My friend, who is my tax accountant, grew up in a single wide his whole life. That's why people always say, you don't know what it's like. Really? Our single wide is where we didn't have one, but our friends did, and we would stay in the single wide. My other good friend, they lived in all they were able to build is a small little barn, and they never built the house, and so they lived in a barn.
And now, you know what's really cool? You know what's cool right now?
That was awesome.
What? Container homes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love them. I'm obsessed with tiny houses.
Container homes and
container homes.
Oh, I thought you were obsessed with tiny.
Trying to think. The guys that have that famous TV show, The Pawn Shop in Las Vegas.
Yes.
They have a little shopping mall, and all the stores are made of containers.
Wow.
It's really cool. Yeah, it's really cool. I love them too, Denise. I'm fascinated by the idea of turning them into houses.
Me too.
Yeah, that's freaking awesome. All right, we're going to talk about.
Well, I want to talk to you real quickly about the score.
Sure, tell me the score.
Because it's really fun. Cal has 11. Todd just tied with you at 11.
What the?
And Fred has 8, and I have 8.
All right.
And we have to talk about going out to dinner. So make sure at the end of today we talk about going out to dinner.
Okay. So it's a dual horse race, 8-8 and 11-11.
We go to 50. Those of you who have never joined, those of you from Albany Oregon.
Albany.
Albany, Oregon.
And Albion, Idaho.
Remember, we say
Idaho.
Oregon. We don't say Oregon.
No, no.
Albany.
Well, whatever. We're in Grants Pass. We're in Medford.
Right.
We're in Salem.
Yep. All my old haunts.
Yes. Yeah. And they all know who Denise is, and most of the studios are named after her.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Speaking of Scott, this is a quick one. Scott Peterson, those of you know, he tried to appeal. Remember the weird thing that happened is there was a juror that did not bring up the fact that they had been sexually abused as a child. And
No, they were pregnant.
I'm thinking of something else. What was the
Weinstein one.
Okay, Weinstein one. What was this one?
This one was that they had may have had a domestic violence related issue while they were pregnant.
Which was
very similar to the circumstance in the Scott Peterson trial, and they brought the juror back in on this appeal to testify, and the judge ended up taking it, not at the trial, but on the trying to get a new trial. And this was after the death penalty had been overturned by the original jury, by the Supreme Court. So it was, are you still going to do life, or are you going to get a new trial? Judge took it under submission and issued a ruling December 20th, which was
nope.
No new trial.
No new trial.
Well, it'll get appealed. So it's going to get appealed, right?
It probably will, but I don't see there was any error that was made in that decision.
I know. I'm just saying
the judge appeal. Actually said the juror had a misunderstanding about what was asked of her, and that she may have been
that.
A little
right.
sloppy in the way she responded to questioning.
Right. He said her lack of proper disclosure was, quote, not motivated by a pre-existing or improper bias.
Right.
So, anyway, we come back. We're going to talk more about Rust and the most expensive lawsuits of 2022.
All on Radio Law Talk, more of which is coming right up.
Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
Best thing about Quick-Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick-Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick-Quick Car Wash.
Quick-Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick-Quick confidence.
Up inside, let's take a ride and watch.
Get the quick quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Uh-huh. Quick Quack Car.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny and Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to pennyandassociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought
USA News update, California Congressman Kevin McCarthy is in the midst of his first full day as Speaker of the House in Washington. It happened after midnight and on the 15th round of voting. Now that there is a Speaker, members of the House were finally sworn in. New York Democrat Hakeem Jeffries officially becomes the first black lawmaker to lead a political party in Congress. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has activated the National Guard. It's in response to hundreds of migrants arriving in the Florida Keys. The move comes ahead of President Biden visiting the southern USA border in El Paso, Texas. A $3 billion military aid package is heading to Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre announced the pending delivery yesterday. It includes Bradley fighting vehicles and other armed personnel carriers. No one matched all six numbers in last night's Mega Millions drawing. The jackpot is worth more than $1 billion. Next drawing is on Tuesday. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is this real life?
This is no fun. That's true.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Yeah, this is real life. This is Fred Penny with Denise Dirks, Todd Keenan, and our producer, Cal Hunter. At Radio Law Talk, we just finished talking about Scott Peterson. We'll see what happens there. You know, there's a thing. People always produce these most expensive lawsuits, you know, or who's done this or that. And I don't want to get into detail with this, but it was very interesting, according to this one author. An author whose name was Melissa Gibson. She publishes what she believes are the most expensive lawsuits that have occurred in Hollywood. And so the interesting thing is number three, Johnny Depp, Amber Heard.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Johnny Depp, Amber Heard was probably one of the more expensive when it comes to paying the lawyers. I don't think it's the most expensive lawsuit when it comes to the winning or how much they won, but it comes down to what the cost for attorneys, right? And some of these cases go on for years. Attorneys' costs could be in the millions of dollars just for their attorneys. Excuse me, got a little cough going. And I you know, they talk about Alex Baldwin's number two, the Ricky Martin case number one, but there's verdicts that are coming out that are massive verdicts. I mean, some of the
Ricky Martin case, which one's that? The one with his cousin being
Ricky Martin versus Dennis Yadel Sanchez? Yeah, filed a $20 million suit against his nephew. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. That I don't know.
That is not recovery, though.
Right. That's what they're asking. But this is talking about the ones in Hollywood. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I found another list that had the five most expensive court cases in the United States. And they cite the McMartin preschool trial. Do you guys remember that? Where the children said that they were put into rocket ships and taken to outer space and Eliza McMorton, preschool teachers were charged with child sexual abuse and all this stuff. It cost $15 million.
Who paid that?
Us.
Taxpayers.
Taxpayers. And then the next one, this one won't surprise anybody, the Wildenstein divorce settlement was $2.5 billion.
Who is that?
Wildenstein is the woman that got the face lift that made her, and the plastic surgery that made her look like a cat. Todd loved her, remember? Remember, Todd?
Well, hold on.
You agreed to date the woman. Yes, I know.
Meow.
Exactly.
I'm looking that one up. I didn't remember that one.
Yep. And then smartphone patent wars. Apple versus Samsung. $40 billion. Yes, with the B.
Yikes.
And then the next one was the BP oil spill. Remember that?
Yes.
That one was $42 billion. Also, that was the one in wasn't in Alaska?
No, BP was the oil platform, right?
That was, the Gulf.
Right?
The down in the Gulf of Mexico.
That's right. Yeah.
Made a big movie about it, right?
Okay. And then the tobacco master settlement agreement was $206 billion.
Well, you know, in our county, they built a new county courthouse, a new county seat, I should say, for the supervisors and so on, out of tobacco settlement money, because nothing says no smoking like going to listen to a supervisor's meeting. I've never gotten the connection, but they just took the money and said, tobacco education. Yeah, that's it. You know?
Wow. Well, the county needed it.
Yeah, they did. It worked out fine.
Well, you know, you've got those cases that are expensive, but do they hit the riveting issues? Do they hit the just the conduct that needs to be changed, like the woman who sued Kraft Heinz Company because the macaroni and cheese said ready in 3.5 minutes, but failed to include prep time, so it took longer than 3.5 minutes to make. I mean, that was a lawsuit that was about tossed, but kind of ridiculous.
Okay, well, what about the Subway footlong? It's really 11 and 3/4 inches. Well, I'm just saying that was the lawsuit you heard.
That lie has been perpetuated often.
Apparently.
Oh, my gosh. I just like coughing fit because this stuff that's going on here.
We missed each other, didn't we, guys?
All right, let's talk about...
Okay, we have to be serious now.
Let's talk about rust. What's going on with rust? You can go ahead so I don't cough to death.
Okay, so we know that there have been several lawsuits with regard to the... fatal accident on the set of the show Rust that was being filmed starring Alec Baldwin. The principal photographer, the cinematographer, was killed when Baldwin was rehearsing for a scene and the gun discharged and she was shot, as was the director who was over the cinematographer's shoulder watching. Well, several lawsuits have ensued. One of them was filed by the script supervisor. Now, the script supervisor is the person they're responsible for a lot of things. Continuity. You ever watch a film where, you know, it's a conversation between two people and the camera keeps cutting back and forth, but one of them keeps having different, like, sometimes they're holding a cup and then they're not holding a cup. Well, that's the script supervisor's problem. So she filed a lawsuit for emotional distress, among other things, claiming that there was a lot of, it was just reckless disregard on the set for safety. And Baldwin filed a suit claiming that, look, everybody who handled the gun prior to it being given to him should actually indemnify him, because they were the ones that all had the job to do to make sure that that gun was safe. Well, a new lawsuit countersuit has been filed, and it's kind of piggybacking on the script supervisor's lawsuit of, you know, just reckless disregard for safety. And this is filed by the assistant director, a guy by the last name of Hall. Now, this is significant because Hall was the one who took the gun from where it was and gave it to Baldwin. He was the one that actually gave the gun to Baldwin. Mm. He's one of those that Baldwin is suing for indemnification.
And you should have checked, right?
Yes, and Hall is suing on the same theory that the script supervisor is, that, look, no, this was a complete disregard for safety on the set, and he's also suing Baldwin because Baldwin was an executive producer on the show. He's suing for failure to procure the necessary insurance that would have covered Baldwin's indemnification request of these other individuals. So it's like, yeah, if you had procured the right insurance, I'm not the guy you should be suing. You should be tendering the claim to your insurance carrier. And so that's part of his lawsuit. And
isn't another part of that aspect have to do with the fact that he said he could, when he handed the gun to Baldwin, it should have been an armor that actually did that task, and that how could he ever know that Baldwin was going to actually pull the trigger?
Yes, that is one of his claims. Now, in the I think it was the script supervisor suit, the judge has already ruled that the assistant director could not have foreseen that Baldwin was going to pull the trigger, because apparently when they looked at the evidence, I would assume that's the script that they were rehearsing at that time, there was nothing in the script that required the gun trigger pull or anything like that. And so, you know, we'll see how things progress moving forward. But I believe we had covered this before, that they've resumed principal filming, or are about to resume principal filming, because they want to get this production finished. And I think, based upon the settlement with the cinematographer's family, the family has an interest in getting this thing finished, because the film, certainly there's going to be a lot of people that want to see it, right? There's going to be a lot of people that want to see it, and because of the history with it, and that's going to generate revenue, which can then be funneled to the family of the cinematographer.
Right. It's actually going to be, because the father, the husband,
yes,
the father of the person that died, the child, is the executive producer now.
Yes.
And one of them. So he's going to get paid in that manner, and that also will go to his son and help to raise his son.
Yes, yes.
So let's hope it is really, really successful.
Okay, let's talk about this really quick.
You got my stuff. Okay.
I was coming for the cough.
I know, my little cough going. Okay, yeah. Class action lawsuits of 2022 set records.
Yeah.
The records it set were the following. I mean, more lawsuits were brought in class action and settlements than ever before. And the number is crazy. You're going to dive. There's a total record of $63 billion in settlements occurred in 2021. It's coming up, and they're talking about it in January 23, because these settlements come around during 22, right? But $63 billion, and we're going to break down some of these settlements really quick so you can just see, like, product liability, excuse me, consumer fraud, antitrust. Listen to these numbers when we come back. And then securities fraud, civil rights, privacy class action, data breaches, employment discrimination. You're going to hear these numbers. You're going to go, wow. So the lawyers are making money again, guys. We'll be back after this to talk about it.
This is Radio Law Talk on your local radio station, in many cases, and otherwise on RadioLawTalk.com, either live or via podcast, where every episode is available for you to download and listen to at no charge. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Are you serious?
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Yeah, usually I don't shout people out because we look at a lot of different articles and we look at the laws and stuff. But this is a Forbes article that talks about, you know, the most expensive lawsuits. Well, mainly talking about class actions. But let's break it down. They said, and what they're comparing is how 2022 occurred, the money that occurred compared to 2021. That's just what the comparison is. And product liability, mass tort, it was up 267% in 2022, the settlement dollars. It was more than $50 billion in settlements, and that's more than 267% over the amount of settlements for mass torts in 2021 for products liability. Consumer fraud was up 640% to almost $8.6 billion. Antitrust case was up 119% from 2021 to 2022 at $3.8 billion. This is just interesting to me as a plaintiff's lawyer. It is interesting the plaintiff's the lawyers are making more money. That's what's happening too. But so are the people that are affected by these class action suits. My opinion, obviously, I'm pro plaintiff that are, you know, bringing these class action suits to change some of the businesses.
Well, I would throw this out there as a possible reason for the dramatic jump from 21 to 22, and I think it has to do obviously with the pandemic of 20. And the reason why I say that is nothing gets the parties to settle quite like the prospect of actually having to do a trial. And in 20, there weren't very many trials going out because the courts were pretty much closed, and you still had part of that in 21. Even if the courts opened up in 21, you have this backlog of criminal cases that need trial rooms because courtrooms, because they got backlogged, and then you've got everything coming from 21. And so 22 starts to come around. Now the courtrooms are available in various jurisdictions to actually do these trials. And that's when settlement starts to happen.
That's
because,
true.
Right. Why
that's
would
true.
I want to go to trial? And so,
another thing, too, was there's the statute of limitations and different limits on bringing cases was extended because of the court closures. So that extended even more or caused a lot more cases to be filed during that time frame.
Right. Yep.
Right after the pandemic. So it's kind of exciting in a way. I like to see it.
Yeah, well, here's the interesting. We do have to, you know, for those who don't like this, there is a positive, and the positive is there is a drop. Wage and hour class action, employee retirement income security class actions dropped 2.92%. So there you go. Some did drop from year 2021 to 2020.
Well, sure, nobody was going to work.
Exactly. I was going to say, yeah, so did employment drop.
Probably true.
Right.
Well, I you know, just to throw this out there, I'm wondering what it's going to be like going forward for lawsuits where the employer, it's alleged that an employer fails to make a reasonable accommodation for something that somebody's going through in their life or whatever. And if the employer says, look, we can't make that reasonable accommodation to let you work from home to do this, to do that. And then the employee comes back and says, what do you mean you can't make a reasonable accommodation? You did it for a year. In 2020 or 2021, and you know, remote working has increased dramatically, and that'll be interesting to see how that plays out in the in
well,
the
they're finding out, and I know one thing is that we do look at this in businesses is call centers. It's working out that people are able to, you know, some things you just can't, you got to be at the office.
Yes.
But a call center, people working out of their home, it's apparently working. And think, I know one place that has a call center that has, takes up a whole floor of a massive building that they're going, we're going to drop down to 2,500 square feet and then let everybody from work from home in this call centers. And yeah, you're right. How many times have you guys heard, you know, chickens, you know, in the background or barking dogs or, and guess what? In the old way back when, that was inappropriate. It was not professional. Now, it's just expected, right?
Yep, children, all kinds of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's what's going to happen. It's going to save employers money in rent, but it's sure going to hurt those buildings that want to, you know, charge rent.
I'm just waiting for the time that somebody calls into a call center. They hear, somebody crying and screaming in the background, and the caller says, oh, are you one of those call center workers that works from home? And they say, nope, I'm at the office. We just got a bunch of whiners here. You know, here's the way it is.
Let's talk about the facial recognition.
Oh,
this
yes.
is really interesting, the facial recognition. Go ahead.
So this case comes out, or the story we're going to talk about comes out of the state of Louisiana. There was a theft of a high-end consignment shop. They sold high-end handbags and stuff. There were three suspects, and in Louisiana, they were able to use facial recognition software to try to identify the perpetrators who were caught on some form of video. Well, the software came back positive for one individual that lived in the state of Georgia. They got a warrant, and they sent officials in the state of Georgia to go out, and this guy, Randall Reed, was arrested in Georgia for the thefts in Louisiana, based in part, and I don't think it was exclusively, but based in part on the facial recognition software that identified him as the perpetrator. Here's the problem. Randall Reed has never been to the state of Louisiana, ever. He says, I have never been there.
Well, someone went to jail.
He didn't even know where Baton Rouge was.
Wow.
And so, but he was arrested in Georgia. Now, the sheriff in Louisiana finally saw pictures of Reed, who's sitting in a jail. He was in a Georgia jail for 6 days. And the sheriff in Louisiana finally saw a picture of him and said, well, wait a minute, that guy's got a mole and he's got this. That's not our guy. But it took 6 days to call Georgia and say, release him. That's not our guide, which has raised a bunch of issues about facial recognition software and the use of it. And, you know, I look at it this way. How is that, aside from the fact that somebody out of state was detained for 6 days as a result of this, but how is this any different than somebody who misidentifies a perpetrator? Who says, look, it was, you know, gives a very general description of somebody, and then they go out and they arrest somebody and bring them in. I think that the hitch and the giddy up here was the length of time it took for the sheriff to identify and or talk about alibis or look at facial features that clearly were not present on the perpetrators.
Is this also the case that mentioned the color, that it was less accurate with people of color?
Is
this
the
same case?
That is the argument being made, is that they're finding with
and not just African Americans, any other person of any type of differentiating color. That was it. And you know why? Because what facial recognition does is it actually measures the distance between the facial features, and that's how it matches things up. And so it doesn't have any way at all to identify different things, like weight differences, right? That was another thing in this case. The guy was 40 pounds lighter than the guy in the security camera that did the stealing. So, you know, it's not accurate. I don't know if it's going to it would even make the Kelly Fry test. Do you?
I don't. Well, the thing is it's a method of identification. And so right now it's being used to give officers probable cause to arrest. I don't know that it's even close to being used at trial for proof beyond reasonable doubt of somebody's identity. There are bugs, obviously, that they have to work out in the system. The problem here is that, you know, it's one thing if you have to work a bug out in the system and, you know, somebody pays an extra $25 on a fine, does this, does that. You got a guy sitting 6 days in jail.
Yeah, that's
crazy. And that's a problem. That is a problem.
So is software liable or the law enforcement? Who do you think will, I mean, the state's obviously going to give them some money, right?
What it definitely comes down to is do not rely just on facial recognition technology to arrest someone.
You know what this reminds me of? The Lizzie Borden case, where they had fingerprints and did not allow it in the case of the famous axe murderess alleged because they said it's not reliable. Can't count on fingerprints.
Well, we come back, hour three. We're going to talk about Britney Spears. We have a case or no case. And the most important thing we're going to do, hour three, Cal Hunter emailed me a lawyer joke. We're going to read it on air.
Let's act it out.
So hang on. This is going to be a Cal Hunter joke. Oh, my gosh. Get ready for it. We'll be back.
I don't think I wrote it. But anyway.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Hour three is coming up on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
Been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.